Welcome to Contractor Cuts, where we cover the good, the bad, and the ugly of growing a successful contracting company.
Welcome back to Contractor Cuts. My name is Clark Turner.
I am still Jared Flo.
Thanks for joining us again. So last week we talked about, we started the two-part series about how to be spending time during your week. Last week we covered the two office days that we suggest. And this week we're covering what you should be doing out in the field, right? What, when and how you should make decisions to go to your job site, when I am going to be on site, when I'm not going to be on site, when, you know, all of that. And then also when I get on site, what are the things I'm doing?
What am I doing?
Yeah. What should I do when I'm on site and what should I not do when I'm on site? Yeah. And so we've taken 2 weeks to kind of divvy up. This is what I do in the office. Mm-hmm. And now this week, this is what I do on site. Yep. When I should go, when to say yes to the decision of getting in the truck and driving out there, when you can push it and try and keep your day blocks happening to where I'm on job sites Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. I'm in the office Tuesday, Friday. Second half of Friday is a flex time. And trying to set up your days to where I go to the job site on these days to do these tasks to ensure that this quality and these people are accountable. And then when I'm in the office, I'm doing these tasks to make sure that I keep everything organized and running and proactive.
Yeah. Well, where we started with this in the podcast about your office days is, you know, time blocking or day blocking. excuse me. And the value of that when it comes to the job site stuff is if you don't have a specific time frame or a framework around when you go to job sites, these days are my job walk days, or like we said before, Fridays is a flex day that I have stuff that I intend on doing in the office that I will get executed, but I also have space available if I need to hit a job site. If you don't have that framework around your week, then job site walks, going to jobs, just becomes everything. Right? It feels like if I'm not going to a job, then I'm not doing my – something's going to drop. There's a problem or whatever. But also, when a client calls you with an emergency, most of the times those emergencies are not emergencies to us, right? They find a hole in their sheetrock and that's a major emergency to them. But to us, it's like, I can fix that and no one will ever know. Like it's not a big deal. But what feels like customer service is when the client calls you and says, hey, I've got this problem. I need you out here. Will you come out here? Dropping everything that you're doing, postponing what you had planned and going and making sure that you're giving customer service to that client. Right. If I have a plan around when I'm going to be walking jobs, I can say to that client, absolutely, I want to get that taken care of for you. I'm planning on being at your property tomorrow when I'm doing my property walks. Would it be okay if we talked then? 95% of the time, the client's like, oh, yeah, if you're going to be here tomorrow, no problem. Right. But if you don't have that, then the only solution that you have is either to tell the client to kick rocks, it's not a big deal, just chill out, or drop everything that you're doing, postpone that estimate that you were trying to get out the door that's been late for a week already, and you're going out to this client's house and you're walking it to say, hey, it's okay, it's just the sheetrock, I can fix it, right? So there's a huge value in the beginning of what we're about to talk about is not just planning your office days where you have space provided for doing the office things that you don't like and don't really want to do, right? You also have a byproduct of that is that you also have days that are planned for you to be on site, and it helps you be able to be proactive and to be able to give a space to your client where you're going to take care of them, but it's done within your time frame and not reactive.
Well, and we say at least three field days, which are Monday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays in our calendar. And again, take what the way we do it and make it yours. That's fine. But the reason we do that is, and we're going to break this down, but Mondays, we are walking every active job in person on Mondays.
Right.
We'll talk about what that looks like. But preemptively, every CEA that we have a client engagement agreement meeting, every time we sit down with them before a job starts, we tell them this. We say, listen, client, Mondays is when I do a completion walk on your job. I walk Monday. What did we do last week? I know that this stuff was getting done, and I'm assessing the job. I'm talking with my crews. I'm assessing that stuff. And then on Tuesdays, I'm going to put together invoices and payment for the crews and invoices for you. So if you have any questions, if you need to just – you want to walk a job site with me, mm-hmm. Mondays I'm out there guaranteed. So if you ever – it's a Thursday afternoon. You're like, hey, I got some questions. Clark, when are you meeting – when are you walking the house on Monday? Shoot me that text. I'll say, Monday you're on the schedule for 11:30 a.m. Great. Can I meet you there? Yeah, let's walk at 11:30 on Monday. So my clients all know Monday I will be there. And outside of a fire happening, they know, great, I've got time set aside then that I can get his attention on the job site and we can walk it together.
Right.
Now, obviously, they can't make it. They want to walk a different day. That stuff like that's going to happen. But it gives them a spot to where Saturday at 8:30 p.m., they're not saying, hey, Clark, big question. What are we doing about this, this, and this? Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
they already know you're going to be out there on Monday.
Yeah, they will say, hey, I'm just going to be out here on Monday when he walks in. We'll talk through it. So again, the preemptive stuff of why we frame these weeks is we tell people this. Mm-hmm. Crews know I'm walking it Monday. You know, we'll see a crew. Whatever's done by the end of the day, Monday gets paid on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Or it gets marked complete on Tuesday mm-hmm. for payment. And so we'll have crews text and say, what time are you coming on? Cause I'm trying to get this paint job done. Great. I'll push this to the end of the day to make sure I can sign off and get final pictures on that paint. And the crew's working around knowing that I'm coming, my schedule, and getting it ready, right?
Yeah.
And I show up on Monday, walk the job site, and the crew says, hey, I need full payment. I'm going to be done with the paint by Thursday. I need all of that by Friday. I say, well, you, per our agreement, per what we've discussed, whatever's done by the date on Monday is going to be paid on Friday, and mm-hmm. that's all I can do because I'm also receiving payment the same way.
Yeah.
And so that allows them to know I got to bust it on Saturday and Sunday to get this done so I can get paid this week on this mm-hmm. money, on this work.
So that's the way that we've chosen to set up kind of how many times we're going to be on job sites, yeah. the way that we communicate with the clients. But that's not for everybody, right? Yep. There's variations around that. So let's talk about – so how often should we be going to a job site?
Yeah. So – that is a question that is not one that we can give advice on.
Yeah.
We can tell you how we do it, but mm-hmm. also there are so many intricacies to answer that question, because if you are doing a flip for an investor who's out of state mm-hmm. and we have 2 weeks of demo because we're doing major demo on it, I might go out there once at the beginning of the demo, in the middle of it, and at the end. And so that's maybe once a week that I was visiting during that stage.
Right.
But I've got pictures from my crews. I FaceTime once with a guy with a question. I know what's going on out there. I don't need to be there.
It's fine to remote manage that job.
Now, if you're a contractor that is a high-end contractor with me and my crew, I do 1 to 2 jobs at a time, mm-hmm. But I'm charging high-end numbers because the client is paying for me to be on site mm-hmm. almost all day, almost every day.
Right.
If that's part of what I'm selling as my product, then mm-hmm. that's what I've got to do. And I'm going to be there every single day. But I can't be running 12 jobs at the same time because I can't be at 12 different places all day every day.
Right.
Right. And so depending on how you're selling your product, and your product is you managing the job, mm-hmm. right? Get that mm-hmm. get that straight. Your product is a new kitchen. That's the end result. Mm-hmm. The product is me getting the crews, organizing and managing, getting this job done. What I'm selling and what I'm setting expectations of my customer are based around that, right? If you want to pay me a lot of money to do your kitchen where I could have done it for 20 grand less, but you want me there every day, deal. I'll be there every mm-hmm. day. I'll make an extra 20 grand this month and be there every day and say no to these other jobs.
Right.
And so figuring out how often you should be there, there's not a rhyme or reason on it. Now, we will go through when we coach our project managers and the guys that we coach, when you have to be there.
Yeah.
Right. And so let's talk through those scenarios.
Well, and before we get to that spot, the thing that I and kind of how we arrived at that is that I think that there are a lot of people in the industry that have been doing it a long time. Yep. And their thought philosophy, way that it works, it's worked well for them, yep. is that they're on site every single job all the time. They're able to manage it, oversee it, circumvent problems, deal with the client, and that's how they function. They're there every day, all day. Yep. And the reality about that is there's a lot of time that that contractor is on site and there's no reason for them to be there.
Yeah.
They're just walking around. They're looking at the things, but there's that's right. But yeah, there's an inefficiency with the time in that. Right. And so when we looked at it, we were like, well, we don't want to do that because we can be more efficient with our time. But we also looked at, well, if we run the pendulum the other direction and we're just going to remote manage and we're going to, you know, have our crews on site, we're going to send them a digital work order and they know what needs to be done. And then I'm just going to show up at the end of the job to sign off on everything. That doesn't work
either. There's no quality control.
Right. There's no quality control. And what's funny is that when we tell people we're not on site every single day, they assume that we're the pendulum the other way.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And what we did is we said, how do we get the best of both worlds to have efficiency so that we can increase the bandwidth of our project managers, the bandwidth of our company, but still maintain the level of quality control, dealing with our clients, customer service that being on site every day does.
That's right.
And so that's how we got to this place of kind of what we do.
Right. So let's run a couple scenarios. Well, let's first lay out kind of our day. So yeah, Monday is our site walk days. And that is a day that I am gathering data. Mm-hmm. I am taking photos. I am looking at everything that I need to do on the job site this coming week, what yep needs to be ordered. Because as we talked about last week, Tuesday, I sit down and I'm going through my software.
Yep.
So on Mondays, Mondays are different than Wednesday, Thursdays.
I've got to gather the data to know what to do in my software on Tuesday.
So I'm not doing estimates ever on Mondays. I'm not doing any sort of write-ups of estimates. I am literally Monday morning checking my emails, getting back, making sure everyone's covered, and I'm going to all my jobs. And so I show up to job site one. I'm assessing the work that's been completed. I'm looking at my jobs, my iPad's out. I'm saying, okay, have the software up. We're supposed to be doing this. Your work order says we should be halfway through the paint. We haven't even started paint. What's going on? What's happening here?
Yeah.
So I'm taking notes, right? I'm not even – at this point, I'm not even updating the software.
Yeah.
I'm taking notes as to what I see, what's different from my expectations, where we're at. I'm taking photos of everything. And I'm starting to figure out where we're currently at from where I thought we were at, and to either we're ahead of schedule, right on schedule, or behind schedule.
Ahead of schedule is rare.
Yes, but it happens. Yeah. So Monday, I'm assessing that stuff. I'm walking it, and I'm answering questions for my crews. I might also line up for crews to walk it with me on Monday. So maybe drywall starting on Thursday. Well, mm-hmm, why don't you meet me out there on Monday? I'll make sure I got my order right to make sure the drywall is here for you. But let's do a walk, and I'll show you what we're doing. So I've got that date. I know I'm going to be there. Mm-hmm. He wants to get his eyes on it before he starts on Thursday.
Right.
Let's go meet out there mm-hmm on Monday. So mm-hmm I'm meeting crews that are starting that week on Monday. I'm checking in with my current crews. Even if they're not there, they're halfway through paint and paint is on pause for 2 days, I'm walking it and I'm on the phone with them. Hey, tell me about this. Tell me about this. What's going on with this?
Yeah.
Right. I'm getting all of my answers put together for that job. And that might take an hour, 2 hours even mm-hmm on the job site. Now that's going to be on those large jobs that you're in the middle of. Jobs that are starting, jobs that are finishing are going to be a little more simple.
Yep.
Though the finishing a job is never simple, but it might be, hey, we've got one crew that's finishing up, so mm-hmm I need to walk it, make sure that they're okay. It might be a 20-minute visit at most.
Yeah. But we'll also – that's Monday is where we will earmark clients. This is where we prep the client's information and expectations. I'm going to be walking your job every single Monday.
Yep.
Questions, problems, resolutions that you need, we can handle that. I'm glad for you to show up and walk the job with me so yep that I can answer any questions for you. If you've got problems that you need solutions, we can handle that at that time.
Yep.
Let's take a quick break.
Hey, real quick. You're listening to this podcast because you are growing your company to the next level. Getting efficient, building structure, and creating organization is the foundation of growth. We've created ProStruck 360 software so you can spend less time doing paperwork and more time growing your company. Sign up today for free at ProStruck360.com. Whether you're using our free version to send estimates and invoices and getting paid online, or you choose one of our paid subscriptions to add in sending work orders, email, and QuickBooks integrations, and so much more, stop putting off what you know is necessary to get to the next level. Take control of your growth at ProStruck360.com. So that's what I do on Mondays. Monday mm-hmm is more health of my current jobs,
yeah,
making sure everything's good. And we, everybody knows the marching orders for the week.
Yeah.
And then Wednesday and Thursday are open days. So mm-hmm. those are new estimates, revisions, and I need to go visit a property to get my eyes on it. This is also, hey, my drywall is now starting on Thursday. I'm going to be there Thursday morning to receive that shipment because the last two times our sheetrock showed up
all busted up. Yeah.
And so I'm going to be there to receive it. So I'm going to go ahead and schedule on Thursday to make sure I'm at 123 Main Street.
But I've also sent a work order to my sheetrock crew. They're showing up that day. So yeah, I'm going to go through that work order with them and make sure that there's no questions, that they know exactly what and where we're putting sheetrock.
Yep. And so I might be visiting those job sites on Wednesday and Thursday, mm-hmm. but it's less of mission control, and it's more task oriented. It's yep. more, I'm meeting this crew. This client, now that we're in here doing this work, now wants to add on a back porch that we're doing. So let me swing by and kind of get new numbers wrapped around mm-hmm. that. So Wednesday and Thursday are task oriented, specific reasons to visit, whether it's an estimate, whether it's a meeting a new crew, final walks with the crew, maybe I walked in on Monday. The paint crew is at 90%, and by Wednesday they're going to be done. Mm-hmm. I'm going to schedule to come walking on Wednesday because I want you. If you're done, I want to sign off on it. And
but if I need you to make some touch ups, I want to be on site versus call you back out exactly. there and have to drive back
exactly.
out.
Exactly. Yeah. My rule of thumb is starting a crew, finishing a crew, are when I'm for sure going to be out there.
Yeah.
I'm always going to be out there every week to check on progress. But especially on any new crew, I'm going to be out there almost every day.
Yeah.
Right? If I'm starting a crew that I've never used before, mm-hmm. I'm out there the day they start. I'm trying to figure out how to swing by on Tuesday as well, yep. even though it's an office day. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be visiting very frequently, and I'm going to be hovering to make sure that everything is going well and they are who they say they are.
Yeah.
Now, if it's a crew that I've been with for 8 years, I can get started. I still walk the front end with them, right?
Right.
If you've been with me for 8 years, it's not a matter of trust at this point. It's a matter of clarity of the work order.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm walking it with my crew saying, okay, this is what we're doing. This is why it says this. And oftentimes they're giving me feedback. Well, I don't see anything about the doors on here. Oh, you're right. I left that off. Okay. Let me do a change order real quick with the client. But I'm doing those front walks with those crews to make sure that they understand the translation of the work order that they've gotten.
Mm-hmm.
As clear as I've been on the work order, sometimes I've missed stuff. Sometimes they have questions of what I want.
Yep.
So I like that front end walk with the crew, even if it's my longtime crew. Now, yep. do I need to check in every single day with them?
No.
Not with those guys. Those guys yep. know exactly the marching orders and how to get paid, and their job is to get in and out, and they'll call me with questions.
Yeah.
But again, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'm planning all that stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's kind of the layout of the days. Let's talk about a good job site walk versus a bad job site walk.
Yeah.
Let's start with the bad, right? On Mondays or on Wednesdays, when I can get in and out in 30 minutes and it takes an hour and a half, that's a bad walk.
Mm-hmm.
There is something to say about relationship with your crews. Show up with a box of pizzas, or yeah. like two or three pizzas, right? Show up and bring them lunch on
box
on
of
Wednesday.
Chicken biscuits,
yeah,
something,
whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Do that and give 10 minutes of conversation about their life. That's great.
Yeah.
If you're sitting there for 45 minutes, just talking about life, why?
And here's the deal. That's okay.
Yeah.
Spend that 45 minutes. You can't do it every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that relational, that 45 minutes. I mean, I can think of plenty of times that I was out on a job site and my guys were taking their lunch break, right? They've got their microwave that they pull out of their yeah. van or whatever, and they're warming up their stuff, and they invite me to come sit under a tree with them and have some food. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to sit out here with them and yeah. hang out for a little while.
Well,
right?
if I'm proactively running my schedule,
mm-hmm.
I know I got to be out of here by 1 because I got to get to that estimate by 1:30. So yeah, I can chill. I was yep. gonna I built in some time to swing by Chick-fil-A and get lunch. I'll just sit here with these guys. That's great.
Yeah.
Right. And so if you can say yes or no to spending that extra the conversation time and the getting to know you connecting time.
Yeah. One of the things for me when I think about doing job walks, that I think this kind of dictates a lot of the other things that happen on job walks that make it a good or bad one. The why.
Yeah.
Why am I going there?
Yep.
What's the purpose? Right? Am I going to complete line items out to get people paid and to be able to invoice? Am I going there to help a crew close out? Am I going there to help a crew start? or am I just going there because it feels like I should go there?
Yeah.
Right. That's the place where you have some inefficiency, where you walk up on a job site, you didn't check beforehand, and you forgot that flooring's going in today and tomorrow. So it's not going to be anywhere near done today. And I'm on the job site. I walk in, and then the floor guy comes over and talks to me for 30 minutes. I spent 30 minutes to an hour on a job site that I had no executable. I had no why of why I was there.
Yeah.
Right. And so I think that That is a place for me that I always looked at of why am I going here? It, again, because the industry standard feels like what feels like work is crank the truck and drive to all my jobs.
Yeah.
But if I don't have a why that I know I'm going to execute this thing, then I'm most likely I'm going to waste my time. I'm not saying you don't need to go to a job site just to spot check.
Yeah.
I think there's some value to that, but if you're just going to go because it feels like that's where what you need to do, you need to back up and say, wait, I have to go here tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right. I have to. The flooring's finishing tomorrow. I have to be here tomorrow. Why am I even going today?
Yeah. Well, right? And when I sat at my desk on Tuesday and I'm laying out my calendar for the next 7 days and I've got not a lot going on Thursday, I might put, hey, you know what? I'm going to do a check-in on that job on Thursday. It's planned. I've got space for it. I'm going to be kind of near there on an estimate anyways. I'm going to go and plan that to do a pop-in. That's yep. fine to do. It's when I'm doing it because it came up today that I should go out and do it, and I don't know what I should be doing with my time, so uh-huh. I'm just going to hop in the truck and go. Uh-huh.
And honestly,
that's the difference.
I enjoyed going to job sites.
Yeah.
I would rather drive to a job site than do the thing that I know I need to do at the office.
Yeah, a nice drive with a good podcast, showing up on a job site to hang out with some guys that you like. That sounds a lot better than sitting there and updating QuickBooks.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that I get the pull of that. Build in those times. If that recharges your batteries and you enjoy that, great. Thursday, I'm going to hit these two jobs, job sites.
There's a why.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
I'm doing this because it's something that I need. It's great. I'll have eyes on site. I'm building relationship. The interesting thing about the building the why, that means that you have a specific executable, a thing that you're trying to do. Most of the time, if I'm looking to pay people, if I'm looking to get paid, if I'm building an estimate, if I'm doing an estimate revision, all of those things require me to have detail and accuracy, right? And so there are two things that were absolute no-nos for me when I was doing job walks. I can't do a job walk. For me, my department did a lot of walks on properties that were vacant, right? Yep. So I would – a lot of times I would go in and do a job walk on the phone talking to somebody else.
Yeah.
And I spent – three times as much time as I needed to. I'd walk through the house seven times, right? And I'd still miss stuff because I was distracted. And the other one was a star pattern walk. I go in and I go to the living room and then I look over and I see the fireplace and I go to the fireplace and then I look into the kitchen and I look at that cabinet and then I go up the steps in the kitchen and right. It's this like complete, there's no efficiency
no
to it.
Reason.
This isn't an exact science, but it's something that I came up with that I trained my PMs on, and I called it the right hand technique. Go in the house, put your right hand on the wall, walk around the house, and never let go of the wall.
Yeah.
For the most part, again, not exact science. There's variables. Don't eat me up in the comments over this one. But if you do that, you will walk around and you will see everything in the house, and you will do it in an organized fashion. Yeah. If you do that on the front walk, the middle walks, and the final walk, there's a level of efficiency that you've saved yourself a ton of time. You didn't get down the road and go, crap, I forgot to look at the freaking dishwasher.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Well, and we get drawn to the larger sections like the kitchen because like, okay, there's a lot that's going to happen in here, but you're missing that one or two things that need to happen in the living room.
Yeah.
If we're doing the right-hand walk where I'm walking in, all right, first I'm in the living room. Let's sit here. What has to happen here? All right. Let's keep going. Right. And so you're making sure that you're catching the balls that would have been dropped otherwise.
Right. Right.
I think that's good.
Yeah.
So a good job site walk, what you're talking about, having that efficiency when we're walking. Along with that, let's talk about what we should be doing in the software on the job site and what we shouldn't.
Yeah.
Right. And so, the ProStruck 360 is all web-based. So it's like an app. You pull it up on your phone or iPad is amazing with the software. But you pull it up on the iPad or your phone, and you've got all of your jobs right there in front of you while you're on the job site. What I want you to do in the software while you're on your job site is only four things.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, if you have a change order that's needed when I'm on the job site,
mm-hmm.
if it's one or two line items, a one-off thing that needs to be a change order, I'm going to pull up my software. I'm going to add the change order. I'm going to take a picture of it, upload it into the software. And I might even send it to the client from there.
And I can literally create that line item as a change order, send it to the client in a minute and a half.
Yeah.
Right. Very, very easy to do.
I'm not writing scopes. I'm not writing details. I'm not writing the long estimates. I'm not even writing more than a 1 to 2 line change order. If it's a large change order, I want to sit down. I want to think about it. Oh, wait, actually, one thing that I always missed was, hey, they want to do a change order because they want to do extra renovation in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my cleaning just doubled the amount of size.
Yep.
My dumpster, I need a second one of mm-hmm. those now. Mm-hmm. And so all of those other line items that I normally would be thinking about sitting behind a desk because –
I forget about.
I'm just
quoting. Out of a good intention of I want to get this estimate revision to the client as quick as possible.
Yep.
Right. It's a good intention.
Yep.
I think that, you know, one of the ways that I look at this is anything that is going to require me to be focused on details that if I miss it, it's either going to cost me money, reputation, or both.
Yep.
Right. Anything like that, you need to earmark to a time that you've got space in the office or wherever it is. I don't care if it's Starbucks, office time, not job site time.
Yeah. So 1 to 2 line item change orders I'm great with on site. The next thing, I want you to take pictures and upload them on site.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you go to visit 5 houses in a day and you sit down the next day on your camera and you're like looking at your camera roll thinking,
what house was
which
this?
Kitchen is mm-hmm. this? Which bathroom is this? I want you to sit there. Again, iPads are great. Phones are great. You sit there. You open up the job. You can either upload straight from your camera roll into the job mm-hmm. or you can even use your phone from the photo spot. So
right.
you hit take pictures and you can go around and take pictures and they upload into the software.
Yeah.
I'm doing it all at once. It's on the job. And so when I sit down on Tuesday, it's in the picture section already uploaded in the job. I can send my invoices and pay my crews by looking at those photos that I've already uploaded.
Well, and when I, you know, training my project managers, I always told them, if you are on site, you are required to have pictures.
Yep.
Why would you go to a job and not take pictures?
Yeah.
Right. I don't care what the status, if you're on the front, you know, doing an estimate, of course you're taking pictures.
Yep.
If you're doing a final walk, of course you're taking pictures. But if you're in the middle, take pictures while you're there. It doesn't take any time. Literally, you go through, click, 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 upload into the software. It doesn't take any time. It's very simple. But then 2 days later, when the client's like, hey, what's going on? Somebody broke into the front door. Like, not according to these pictures.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, there's a lot of benefit to that, and it costs you little time.
Yeah, there's a big scrape down our hallway. Well, I took pictures when we left on Tuesday or on
mm-hmm.
Monday,
mm-hmm.
and no one's been at your house, and there wasn't a scrape, so maybe check with your kids.
Right.
Right. So, it's the CYA along with all the other reasons you'd want to have pictures to be able to build estimates or change orders and that sort of thing by looking at them.
Yeah.
The third thing that I always want to do in the software if I'm on the job site are small work order updates, right? Mm-hmm. If I'm walking a house with my painter and he's like, what about this? What about this? What about this? I say, yeah, that's all is supposed to be included in this. Does this price still work? Yeah, that's fine. Just want to make sure that's what you wanted me to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pull it out. I'm going to add those details into the job, into the line item description,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to resend a work order.
Yep.
Now it's in writing that he's doing that stuff.
Yep.
Right?
But I can also, in that same thing, I mean, those are kind of covered. I didn't know those were covered when I originally looked at this. I instead of 2000, I really need to be about 24 to make this work.
Yep.
I can do that for you and I can adjust that number and I can resend a work order out to him. Sure. And it's simple. It's not complicated. And it's, you know, you're not having to remember an enormous amount of details to do that.
Yeah.
Right. You go in, you edit a line item, you change a dollar amount. And when you do that, at the top of the software, I love this part of it. If there's a work order out there and any information gets edited that's associated with a work order, it's going to pop a ribbon, a red ribbon at the top of your software that says, hey, your information in your software is not accurate to what your guys have in a work order. You need to update a work order to them. You go to the work order page and you'll see that it'll be highlighted. This one needs to be sent, and it'll literally say this one needs to be sent because there was a data update, right? Or a information update. This one needs to be sent because there was a monetary change.
This one's sent because it's a different time.
Yeah.
You switch days on them. Yeah. So you can know, oh crap, I got to send these. We've got a work order section on the job card where you just go to the work orders tab and it could say sent, pending, like you need to send this one. And you just go in and hit send. Boom, they got it.
Yeah. And a part of the reason why we say we want our guys doing work order changes and updates on site, they're very easy to forget, right? There's not a place to earmark those things, right?
Yeah.
And we have trained our crews in our subcontractor conversation that we had at the very, very beginning. If you don't have an updated work order for what you agreed to do at the dollar amount you agree to do it, we recommend that you don't do the work.
Yes.
Because if that guy got fired, got hit by a bus and whatever, the only information we have as the company is that it was $2,000. I know that he said he'd give you $24,000. I never saw it. We have no record of that. I can only pay you $2,000.
Yep.
And so now we always built relationships with them of like, if I did a good job of making sure the work orders got to them, the crews would work with us. Yep. But the standard is if you don't have an updated work order, don't do the work yet. Right.
And, so and the crews hold our guys accountable.
Right? Yeah. But do it on site. If I'm having a conversation with a guy and he's like, yeah, I need an extra $400 and I can make that happen. Pop, 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 pop. Save, send. It's done.
Yep.
Right. He's got an email. He's got the updated work order. The software is accurate to it. You're good to go.
Well, a real one that happens a lot is I'll walk a job with my crew and we'll look at it, you know, towards the end of the job, everything's looking great. And I had a haul off line written there and there's less than half a truckload sitting in the garage of haul off.
Yeah.
And I'll look over to, the crews that I know have no problem with haul off. I'm like, hey, if I threw an extra $100, can you haul this stuff off with you?
Yep.
Well, I had $300 budgeted for my haul off crew.
Mm-hmm.
He says, yeah, throw me $100 to do that. I can pull up the software, go haul off, change it to $100 and I'm paying, assign to crew. When I assign it to the crew, and now this is getting technical, we want one work order per job for the crew. So what it does, that crew already had a $2,000 work order. Mm-hmm. I add $100 haul off. I go haul off, assign to that crew, send. It's sending a new work order for $2,100.
It replaces the old one.
Yep. And it adds that $100 haul off line on his new updated work order. And that's the verbiage on that in the emails is this is the most recent and accurate work order that we're all working off
of.
And that way I've sent that he's getting paid that $100. I don't have to remember anything. I just made $200 on the haul off because he's handling it. And he's got an accurate work order that I can now pay.
Right.
So crew updates like that, we love doing on site. And the last thing that
this is an important one.
So important. So making notes and tasks in the software while you're standing on site. So those are two separate things. The notes are logging conversations I had, logging information I had. We have a job log where anything that happens on the job is just an audit trail of what's happened on the job. You go in there and add a new note. Talk to the customer. They said that they were going to do X, Y, and Z. I now have a written note timestamped for that time that in 3 months from now I can pull back and be like, look, we talked about this. I wrote the note down that we talked about that. Now, it's not a signed verification.
Right. You're
not
sending them a DocuSign. Right.
But it is a lot of CYA. And it helps me when I sit down on Tuesday to look in and say, okay, oh, that's right. I need to do this. I need to add that.
Again, if you had to come in and take over a job for a project manager, you go in and you read through that and you've got, oh, okay, they talked about that right there. Yep. And it just helps educate what the status of the job is and what has happened along the way.
Well, and that's the notes with the tasks. And again, that's a different section in the software. We have tasks, which are really your to-do list that are automated, tied to jobs, and you can build them for each other or for yourself. But I could be standing on site saying, and I'm talking with my flooring guy, or let's say I'm talking with my cabinet guy, and I'm like, when are these cabinets going to be done? When can I get the granites measured?
Right.
Right. And you say, hey, well, it should be done by Wednesday on this. I'm going to have my software out. I'm going to add task, order granites or order measurements
templates.
Tomorrow. And so when I sit down on Tuesday, I can say, hey, that's a task due on Tuesday because I sit down on Tuesday. it pops up and says, Clark, time to order templating for the granites.
Right.
Great. That's right. I got to do that for that job. And so now I'm picking up days as opposed to forgetting. Mm-hmm. I show up on Thursday. Oh, the cabinets are already in. I need to get the granite guy out here. Well, I just lost 3 days mm-hmm. Of progress on the job because everything can't get done after the granite until the granite's in.
Right.
Right.
And right.
so
those same type thing,
of tasks.
Same thing with, you know, let's say you're on a job site and whatever it is, you know, requires a large multi-line change order.
Yeah.
Right. It's not just a singular thing. It's something that you need to focus on. You need to figure out the details. You don't want to forget anything. Right. Go into the software, create a task. And you can create a task that says, create change order for termite wall. Right.
Yeah.
But then underneath of that, there's a notes in the task that you can say, client said this, I saw this, the wall measures X, you can put in some of those details then. And now whatever day that you put that on for you, one of your office days, you go in and your task list is right there.
Yeah.
And you can open it up. You've got the information. You've got the details. But now it stops that 11:30 at night. And we're like, crap, I forgot to.
Yeah.
Right. What were the measurements of that thing? Right. Sure. It gives you creating those tasks are the building the work that you need to be executing on your office days.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. I mean, you go to the notes, you hit the little microphone on your phone and you just talk into it and it just types it all out of what you need to do for that task.
Yep.
Super simple. And it allows you on Tuesday to sit down and not have to rack your brain trying to remember what happened on Monday.
Yeah.
So those are like the only four things I want you doing in the software while you're on site. I want your mind around what assessing, planning, looking, note-taking, doing these four things on site. And then when I get to the office on Tuesdays and Fridays, I'm going to do all of the other stuff we talked about last week in terms of invoicing and paying guys and all that sort of thing.
That's right.
So that's what we do on job site days. Mm-hmm. If you listen to this podcast and the one before it, it's taking you through how you should be spending Monday through Friday of your time on job sites versus in the office.
Yep.
If you have any questions, we'd love to answer them. I know that there's a lot of intricacies that we've kind of iced over in terms of, well, what about this? And how about this? And what happens when this happens?
Yeah.
Reach out to us. We'd love
Absolutely.
To chat with you about it. Go to ProStruck360.com. If you want to use the software, you can sign up for free. You get 2 weeks for free on any level. And then you also have a free version that's forever free. That's just estimates and invoicing and online payments. If you want to talk with Jared or I, feel free to go to ProStruck360.com, hit contact us. We'd love to reach out and have a conversation about anything you need help with. If you're interested in ProStruck Alliance, we'd love to talk to you about that too.
Yep.
All right. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you guys next week.
See you next time. Bye.